The following episode of The Listening Room originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026 at 10 a.m.
It was wintertime in Nashville, down on Music City Row. And I was looking for a place to get myself out of the cold, to warm the frozen feeling that was eating at my soul. Keep the chilly wind off my guitar. My thirsty wanted whiskey, my hungry needed beans. But it'd been a month of payday since I'd heard that eagle scream. So with a stomach full of empty and a pocket full of dreams, I left my pride and stepped inside a bar. Actually, I guess you'd call it a tavern. Cigarette smoke to the ceiling and sawdust on the floor. Friendly shadows. I saw that there was just one old man sitting at the bar. And in the mirror I could see him checking me and my guitar. And he turned and said, "Come up here, boy, and show us what you are." I said, "I'm dry." And he bought me a beer. He nodded at my guitar and said, "It's a tough life, ain't it?" I just looked at him. He said, "You ain't making any money, are you?" I said, "You've been reading my mail." He just smiled and said, "Let me see that guitar. I got something you ought to hear." Then he laid it on me. If you waste your time talking to the people who don't listen to the things that you are saying, who do you think's gonna hear? And if you should die explaining how the things that they complain about are things they could be changing, who do you think's gonna care? There were other lonely singers in a world turned deaf and blind who were crucified for what they tried to show. And their voices have been scattered by the swirling winds of time, 'cause the truth remains that no one wants to know. Well, the old man was a stranger, but I'd heard his song before. Back when failure had me locked out on the wrong side of the door. When no one stood behind me but my shadow on the floor. And lonesome was more than a state of mind. You see, the devil haunts a hungry man. If you don't want to join him, you gotta beat him. I ain't saying I beat the devil, but I drank his beer for nothing. Then I stole his song. And you still can hear me singing to the people who don't listen to the things that I am saying, praying someone's gonna hear. And I guess I'll die explaining how the things that they complain about are things they could be changing, hoping someone's gonna care. I was born a lonely singer, and I'm bound to die the same, but I've got to feed the hunger in my soul. And if I never have a nickel, I won't ever die ashamed, 'cause I don't believe that no one wants to know.
Texas, I'm just a little lost and beaten down. Yeah, like a morning star ahead of me, I'm fading out. But if I make it to the borders of that Rio Grande, guess I can make it for one last sunset across the prairie. Texas, this morning, the sounds, they just sing to me. set me free. If I keep my spine in touch with you, the good times we spend in those hills, there will always be a part of me. Yeah, they live in my Texas memory. Oh, Texas, I'm just a little lost and I'm beaten down. But like I'm only saw that's ahead of me has faded down. I just hope I make it to the border of a Rio Grande so I can catch me one last sunset across the prairie. Say everything seems to be moving on, so I'm moving on. I don't deny I get a loneliness that comes sometimes. But all the miles and all the footsteps going down, and how I keep a count for every lonely stretch where I just kept on for keeping on. Texas, I'm just letting us me down. But like a morning star in front of me, it's gonna guide me on. And just cut me to the borders of Rio Grande. Yeah, I'll just catch me one last sunset across the prairie.
What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. This is The Listening Room with Loren. I'm so excited today because I have a very special guest. My friend Colin Morlock is here. Hi, Colin.
How's it going, Loren?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm feeling good in the booth.
Great. We're happy to have you here. This is KGVM.org, Community Radio 95.9. Thank you guys for tuning in. So, Colin's here today. We're going to walk through some of his music. He's a local musician. Well, kind of local. Tell us about like where you're from and stuff.
Well, I'm from North Idaho. I grew up in Lewiston.
You did? I didn't know that.
You're just finding this out?
I just found out. I thought you were from Wyoming.
I've only said it 1,000 times.
I thought you lived there when you were at a point in your life.
I grew up there. I live in northern Wyoming right now, just outside of Cody. And just traveling around. I play up here in Bozeman a lot. And
do you have any shows coming up?
I've got one tonight at AC Hotel.
Nice.
And then I'm playing, the one I'm really excited for is the 1889 Barn tomorrow at, I can't remember what time that is, actually. I
should usually look that up. Patty does 6 to 8.
6 to 8, yeah.
1889 Barn's great.
Yeah, and then playing at the Pony Bar on Friday.
Awesome.
Six to nine, so
I'll be there.
That's my upcoming schedule.
Cool. Do you want to
reiterate that at the end, huh?
Yeah, we'll recap. Don't worry. Well, let's ease into it with one of your songs. Would you play us one?
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta get my little set list out here.
I had the pleasure of meeting Colin a couple years ago, I think, maybe a year ago. Can't remember.
Cowboy Church.
I didn't meet you at Cowboy Church, but
that's when I met you.
Oh.
I met you at the Albertsons in Livingston on the way down to Cowboy Church.
Yes. And I was blown away with his music, so I'm really happy that you guys get to hear it today.
Me too. Okay, let's see if we can get the mic set up to work. All right. This is a tune called Feel It. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thanks, Colin.
You're welcome.
That was great. Thank you, Lauren. Can you tell us about that song?
Well, how I preface it every time I play it live is I just say it's a song about a wayward boy. It's a bit of a, I don't know, it's like a composite of, I think, thoughts and feelings I had about myself for a long time. Although I never actually lived the life of the character in that story.
Yeah, but in a way you
did. But there's like, you know, a lot of like religious imagery, and I, you know, grew up Catholic, so I feel like that just kind of comes out of me.
Yeah. When did you write that one?
Oh, man, that was, it's the COVID times.
So an old one.
It was like 2021-ish, yeah.
When did you start writing music?
As soon as I got a guitar, really.
Which was when?
Like 16.
Oh, okay.
15, 16.
So you've been at it for a while.
Yeah, I didn't really start writing songs till I was like in my early 20s. But yeah, when I got a guitar at 16, me and my friends, we would just jam all the time and try to make stuff up. And I didn't really take lessons or like learn anything at first.
Mm-hmm.
Just was under that silly mindset that you don't need to learn anything.
Right, like I can figure this out.
Yeah, and to an extent it helped with like my, you know, creative musical mind, because I just always had that like desire to make something up. But yeah, once I started like taking, like learning music theory and taking lessons, and especially when I like lived in New Orleans and learning a ton of songs, that really helped.
Yeah,
and helped inform the song mind, you know.
Yeah, totally. Is that where you wrote that one song you have about voodoo energy?
No, that was also like a COVID time song.
Oh, yeah. Seems like COVID worked out for you.
I guess isolation is not the best for your mental health, but.
But good for songwriting.
I guess.
Sometimes.
Can be, yeah.
Do you want to play us another one?
Yeah, I could do the one you just mentioned.
That'd be great.
It's a tune called City of Gold. It was some kind of voodoo, the way we used to tango through the old chateau. Her playful faces and measured graces would bring me to the floor. But I needed wind in my hair, had all the love I could bear. I was bound for this world below. Oh, I loved her dearly, but a feeling said I had to go. Had to take a ride across the burning sand, call up the spirit with a medicine man. There's a rainbow at the end of the Rio Grande, and I was dreaming in that city of gold. I used to spend my days in a gin-soaked haze, playing cards out in Birmingham. Live the turnpike life with this worried mind, cause there's no peace in these fallen lands. I had aces and eights and clubs and spades. I went west at the Lord's command. I'm still holding out, hanging on to the dead man's hand. I had to take a ride across the burning sand, call up the spirit with a medicine man. There's a rainbow at the end of the Rio Grande, and I was dreaming in that city of gold. Golden Palomino, all all the valleys were lit by the heavens up above. Had my head on a swivel, I kept my mind on this pistol. I kept looking for the way, looking for the way back to love. I had to take a ride across the burning sand, call up the spirit with the medicine man. There's a rainbow at the end of the Rio Grande, and I was dreaming in that city of gold. There's a rainbow at the end of the Rio Grande, and I was dreaming in that city of gold. There's a rainbow at the
I love that one.
Thank you, Lorraine.
It's so good.
It's a vibey song.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You get lost in it.
Yeah. Some of those tunes, I really don't know how they showed up. Sometimes they show up like the first draft is just this kind of weird, incoherent, I don't know, just the music's there, but like the words aren't really there.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I'll go for walks or drives and just kind of like listen back to the song and just like chip away. Like I'll hear a line change, and so I'll do all that, and then I re-record that, and then like slowly, like the story appears, and then it's eventually it just feels right and I'm done with it. Or I guess I'm ready to present it and play.
Do you ever
it.
Feel done with the song?
That one's done.
Yeah.
That one's really done. I've probably just, I don't know, forced it to be what it is now. Because I've played it so many times, I can't play it any other way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they say songs are never done, but some of them don't need to change.
Totally.
You know.
Great. Well put. Are you writing any new music right now?
Not as much. I started writing one the other night.
You did? Where?
On your couch.
Oh. I have the pleasure of hosting Colin this week.
Hanging out with Tyler.
Yeah.
We watched Wild at Heart, this David Lynch movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
With Laura Dern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a wild movie.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
I just started writing a tune after seeing that one. And I don't know. I've got a lot on the chopping block. Just haven't really had the, like, mental space to be writing more songs right now.
Yeah, that's okay. Your old ones are great. And they're not even old.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everything that you've
Well, they're new. They're new to anybody who hears me because most people don't know who I am.
Everyone knows who you are, Colin.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
They should. Yeah. What else?
And if you're out there listening, I'm Colin Morlock on Instagram. Colin.Morlock. And you can find me on Spotify. That's the...
And Apple Music.
That's the obligatory self-promotion I must do. And there's a lawnmower.
Yeah, I know. Outside. I was just like, is that a motorcycle? All right. What else do you... You want to do one more and then we'll take a little break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I do the new one?
Yeah, do the new one. We want to hear the new one. Oh, the one that you played last night that I said was my favorite song of yours ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or should we save it?
No, play that.
Play it right now?
Can you do Broke Down in Cheyenne?
Right now?
Yeah, and then do that one.
Okay. It's really cool when... friends and other people know your music enough to request songs. Thanks for requesting this one. It's a song that I wrote during a long winter of discontent. And at the end of it, this was a song that I was given by the gods on my birthday. Well, that wicked sun rose over the plains, semis passed, the wind kept laughing your name, and a ghost on the radio kept telling me to quit, to cash in my love and make the most of it. You just can't win. Oh, but someday I'll win. And I don't wanna know what is coming next. You know I can't bear to know who's sleeping in your bed. Wish I had a plan, but I'm broken down and shy. I'm broken down in Cheyenne. I'll be home when I can. La 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 la. You left me in a dream early this morning. Won't you come back to bed? I hate how you leave with no warning. And I put a ring on your finger each night before I drift away. Dream of you as I want you. If we would only change, but I'd rearrange. Well, I'm feeling a change, and I can see so clear what is coming next. Yeah, I can see it now. I'm sleeping in your bed. There must be a plan, 'cause I'm broken down and shy. I'm broken down and shy. I'm broken down in Cheyenne. I'm broken down in Cheyenne. And I'll be home when I can. And I dream of you as I want you. I'll be a different man. Hold tight to your hand, and I'll be home when I can. I'll hold tight to your hand, I'll be home when I can.
Dude, that song is so good. Every time I hear it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's so...
It's mystical.
It's mystical. It's also, if you've ever been broken down in Cheyenne, you know, like, that title is just... Yeah, yeah. I'm broke down between, like, Cheyenne and Douglas.
I haven't actually broken down in Cheyenne. What's interesting about that tune is I had a song circle when I lived in Taos, and like one of my friends told me this story about this time that he and his friend Dakota were traveling through, I don't know if they were like train hopping or hitchhiking or something, but they were in Cheyenne, and I think they their car broke down, and they were like walking on one side of the road, like heading east, and on the other side of the road, going west, was the Gems on VHS guy and Benjamin Todd.
Oh yeah.
Like they were both just
the musician.
Yeah, Benjamin Todd. Yeah. The Lost Dog Street Dog.
Yeah,
Lost Dog Street Band.
Yeah.
Guy. Yeah, they were like crossing paths, going opposite directions, and ended up just like hanging out in a hotel room, drinking wine all night. Apparently,
I guess that's a good breakdown in Cheyenne.
That's a pretty good one.
That worked out for them. I've been stuck on I-25. It's not fun.
Yeah, I've fortunately always had a Toyota, so
It's
always dependable. Okay, but
it can be weather dependent too.
Totally.
My car didn't break down, but the road shut down.
Yeah, I got stuck in Deer Lodge a couple months ago, so I know what that's like.
Where's that at?
It's like between Butte and Missoula.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just like, it didn't snow all winter, and then like...
Oh, yeah,
in May. Like the day I finally leave in March, it like blizzards.
Yeah, that's always how it goes down.
So.
To go to Treefort?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go to Idaho, actually. I was going to, like, shoot some music videos with a friend.
Nice. I think we just missed you, actually. I think I was in Butte, and...
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that.
Yeah. I was at...
Oh, yeah. I texted you.
Yeah. I was at Ty's gig, and you said you were in Butte, and I was like,
what? No, I said I, like, just passed
you
through.
You just left. Yeah. Bummer.
I would have stayed, too.
Yeah. Well, glad you're here now.
Would have been a better option.
Do you want to take a little break?
Yeah.
Or are you feeling like you're on a roll?
I could probably do one more, and then I'll take a little break.
Cry Baby Cry?
It's on my list.
Whenever you want. You play in your order.
No, I'll play that one.
Cool.
Have you played the studio version on here that I sent you?
I think I did play it, one of my first shows.
Oh, that's cool.
By the way, I'm super new at this, so Colin's my first guest. Thank you so much.
You're doing excellent. You're a great interviewer.
Thanks, Colin. This is The Listening Room, KGVM 95.9. Colin's about to play this awesome song.
Lorenzo Natural. this one I don't really tend to talk about. Give a preamble to, because I think it's self-evident. Come with me, I know what you need. I'm your rag doll, I'm here to please. Get on your knees, let me show you what you're about to leave. 'Cause I can see you're not through with me. So bite the pillow and grip the sheets. I love to make you scream. You'll never find another fool like me. Just take what you want. On those frozen lips, I'll sleep on the couch, I won't throw a fit. It ain't all that bad. Was it the best you ever had? I'll give you the touch that that you crave so much. But I can't be your lover and your husband at once, so take your pick. I can see you wanna scratch the itch, so let me show you your favorite trick. Wanna see you cry, baby, cry. Come on and cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry for me. Let's get close for just 10 minutes more, and then I'm out the door. Wanna see you cry, baby, cry. Come on and cry, baby, cry. Cry, baby, cry.
KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End. KGVM thanks Baroque Music Montana for their support. Baroque Music Montana presents Hymn of Thanksgiving, Beethoven's Quartet, Opus 132, on June 19th at 7:30 p.m. at Hope Lutheran Church in Bozeman. Composed after he recovered from a near-fatal illness and while deaf, Beethoven described this quartet as a prayer from a convalescent to the deity. Performed on period instruments by internationally acclaimed string musicians, this concert presents one of chamber music's most revered works due to its unparalleled musical ingenuity and emotional depth. That's Baroque Music Montana's Hymn of Thanksgiving at Hope Lutheran Church on June 19th. Further information and tickets are available at baroquemusicmontana.org.
Sorry, just had it. Get those underwritings in. Colin, I don't know what it is about Cry Baby Cry, but that is my favorite song of yours. And I think it's interesting how there's, like, objectively, like, the fan favorite of ever. Like, I think Broke Down in Cheyenne is arguably, like, your best song.
It gets good reviews, yeah.
Right. And that is one of my favorites, but when I hear Cry Baby Cry, I'm like, oh my god, like that one for some reason just really sits with me.
I mean, yeah, it's a breakup song.
That's probably why I love it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say the S word.
No, you're not.
But yeah,
it's just other words.
You know, it's like I got in trouble for playing that song at a
yeah, you were saying
there was
that.
Like this space, I won't name any names, but down in New Mexico, there was a place I played that, and the person running the venue thought it was like a misogynistic song.
Yeah.
Or like thought I was a misogynist or something. And I mean, okay, that's, you know, whatever.
You've mentioned that
I get story. Like, I get like pre-show like jitters, and so I'm like kind of awkward around people, and I think she thought I was like being creepy or something. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
No, I remember you saying that story at the Billings show that I went to, and I was like, what? Like, I don't get that from that song at all.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely, like, it happened during a, you know, when you break up, there's still, like, that physical desire that you might have for your
totally for your and partner. Emotional.
And, you know, that that song was kind of like closing the door on that. Type thing, like, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, when everybody's when I think both parties still have that desire at that, you know, after a breakup happens.
So. Oh yeah, that doesn't go. I feel like that doesn't go away for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a little break?
I'm gonna take a little break.
Okay, cool. We're gonna. Also, the first two songs I played was Kris Kristofferson, Devil to Be, and then I played Jerry Jeff Walker, Leaving Texas. I'm going to play some Watch House right now because they're coming to Bozeman soon. Great folk band or folk duo out of North Carolina. So if you haven't heard of them before, here you go. Watch House. This is called Belly of the Beast.
Sleeps with the eternal, wakes up in the gutter with the song to sing. The magic of the evening is so fleeting, and when it's gone, how we long. We punish our souls for being unclean and bask in the glory of living unseemly. The fringe is a friend, and our friends build a memory. Sacrifice for the song. Oh, it's maddening, running to the fiends, hiding from the monsters in the belly of the beast. Just give me your love, it's all I need, hiding from the monsters in the belly of the beast. I'd like to call home and tell them about this town. A northwest gym just nestled in a mountain greeted me early with the peaceful sounds of the wind in the evergreen. I should go walking, it's not something I do. A feeling this light makes me miss the blues. The gutter is lonely, it's a tool I use, it's the road I'm traveling. Oh, it's maddening, running to the fiends, hiding from the monsters in the belly of the beast. Just give me your love, it's all I need, hiding from the monsters in the belly of the beast. From the monsters in the belly of the beast. Just give me your love. it's all I need. My name, it ain't nothing, my story is plain, and I'm as worn as a two-tied shoe. As I wake and find the day half gone, night she's the one for me, a love I thought I knew. My mistress, my queen, my lord, she's stealing my brain. If it ain't gone, it must be leaving. The silence has drowned all the laughs we shared. She don't care, there are many others still unknown. But I see her closing in on me, black widow, killing off the ones that love her the most. I remember it well. We fell, she was looking back, and I went running after. What a time it was, speaking of, where does time go? It's tangled up in her ways. But I see her closing in on me, black widow, killing off the ones that love her.
Okay.
Oops.
That was The Watch House. Thanks for listening. Colin's back for our last 10 minutes. So sad we only have 10 minutes left.
I know.
I really want you to play that one song.
The new one?
Yeah. Can we get that one in?
Yeah, this is the world premiere.
this is the first time you're ever playing it for an audience?
Yeah.
Which is probably my mom listening.
Probably like 200 other people in Bozeman.
Some guy going to work.
Yeah, this is a tune I wrote after a nice experience on my first tour, actually with Tyler down at a Tree Fort in 2025. We went down to Nevada afterwards. This is a song.
With Rue?
Yeah. Called Love Is Calling Your Name. The moon's dripping slivers of light over East Reno tonight, and there in the dark you catch the spark, loving fire in her eyes. And you dance through that empty bar, right out the door and into her car. And soon you'll be gone. But how sweet the song that gently tears you apart. And on such a night as this, my friend, everything's going your way. On such a night as this, my friend, love is fleeting, but it is calling your name. There in the back of your mind, loving feels different this time. You see on her face a sweet escape. On this road it's so hard to find. On such a night as this, my friend, everything's going your way. On such a night as this, my friend, love is fleeting, but it is calling your name. Don't let it go. And you're back on the road at first light. Gotta make Salt Lake tonight. And her melody hangs soft on the breeze as you slowly shatter inside. On such a night as this, my friend, everything's going your way. On such a night as this, my friend, love is fleeting, but it is calling your name. Yeah, love is fleeting, but it is calling your name.
That's a really good one, Colin.
Thanks. I'm still working out things that I'm not happy about in that tune, but I think it's
pretty much
there.
Last night you said you didn't like the bridge, but I really like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool. It sounded different today. Yeah. I was kind of half asleep.
I was finger picking it last night when I was playing it.
But yeah.
Yeah, now it's a little, it's changed a little bit. Or that's like how I usually play it, with a pick, and it just, I just play it different.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Who inspires your music? Because it can't really pinpoint, you don't sound like anybody.
Well, that's good, right?
Yeah, it's a great thing.
You
have such a unique sound.
Well, for the longest time, when I was, learning how to write songs, I would go on these, really long deep dives, sometimes up to, a year or two of some of my favorite songwriters. And one of the first ones I really, really got into was Beck.
Really
love Beck.
And dude, everyone always tells me to listen to Beck, and I've never done it for some reason.
He's had a lot of evolutions throughout his career, and I think I really like Wero and Odelay. like if you listen to those albums, they're just really kooky and like lots of this was like coming from like the 90s hip hop era when like sampling like straight off of vinyl was a big thing. And if you listen to Odelay and think that like he made that on a computer in like 1995, just all the samples and like how everything was put together just on like an old, a really like, you know, ancient like personal computer. It's amazing because I don't even know like anybody who has like the patience to make something like that these days.
Right. Right. If you look back at before all the new electronics came
like
out.
Just like you have so much ease with like a digital audio workstation now.
Yeah.
Like all the samples you could just, you know, be dropping. And I'm sure there are like people who are making really cool stuff, but it was the tools of the time and, you know.
Yeah. And
the available sounds.
As a songwriter and musician now and you produce, I'm sure you can appreciate the older stuff and how hard
also,
it was.
Also just really love Tom Waits too and did a lot of deep dives on him.
Yeah.
I still do. And like some of my other favorites are like Leonard Cohen.
Great.
Kate Bush, Jack White.
Yeah.
St. Vincent. Conor Oberst. And then I lived in New Orleans and picked up like lots of folk influence, and that's where I like really learned how to play music. I played on the streets and lots of open mics and in a band, and I'm grateful for my weird diverse musical background,
you know? Yeah, well, it really shines through in your music in a great way. Real quick, I just want to promote this benefit that we have this Friday. KGVM is hosting a benefit concert at the Labor Temple. It is at 7:30. Show's at 8, but doors are at 7:30. So, yeah, if you can make it, we're going to have some bands. I think there's 3 bands playing Friday, June 5th. So we'd love to see you all there. And Colin, we're going to recap real quick where you're playing this week. You have one tonight, right?
Yeah, at the AC Hotel on the roof, at the bench.
Oh, you're up on the roof.
I'm up on the roof.
It's a good day for that.
Yeah.
I'll be at Revelry working.
Broadcasting from the roof. Then I'm playing 1889 Barn tomorrow.
Which is such a great venue if you guys haven't checked it out.
I haven't even been out there, but I've only heard good things.
Oh, my gosh. It's like one of the most beautiful properties in this area.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And Patty's the best.
I love Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met her a few weeks ago. Then I'm playing Pony Bar on Friday night.
Cool. We'll be there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Oh, jeez. Well, do you want
to... I have to dump that.
We have like a minute and a half if you want to play us something quick. Or
do you want to... Is there someone else coming in?
I get cut off at the hour.
Oh. I don't know if there's enough time, but I can start one. This is a tune called Once Upon a Summertime. We were... Now let me move the mic. We were just killing time, drunk on new love. And so we went south, Vegas or bust, chasing that river of wine until we were blind. The moon in the valley, the stars in our eyes, there in the Badlands, the check-engine light. Just put that top down, and we were nowhere bound. Freeways in one, a breeze in the night, a sweet careless dream, blood plucked right off the vine. Back then